Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Wayne Twichell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twichell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and throws to first to double up Spear. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Perez reaches third base with a triple. Thomas throws the ball into Medlock who tags Perez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell is 0-for-0 in the game. Twichell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Carter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foley. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Valentine steals third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing right field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason bunts towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. Madlock moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock scores. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr bunts towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Cromartie is chasing the ball. Thomas rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser pinch hits for Wayne Twitchell. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.